Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Dr. Sean Dooley at Walter Reed Military Medical Center says President Trump is improving as he undergoes treatment for COVID-19.
The patient continues to improve. He has remained without fever since Friday morning. His vital signs are stable. From a pulmonary standpoint, he remains on room air this morning and is not complaining of shortness of breath or other significant respiratory symptoms.
He says Trump has had transient drops in oxygen levels, but if he continues to feel well, he could be discharged as soon as tomorrow. Vice President Mike Pence has been working from home to limit exposure to the virus, but NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Pence does have plans to get back on the campaign trail.
Pence plans to travel in advance of Wednesday's vice presidential debate in Salt Lake City. The administration official said he's expected to arrive in Utah Monday evening. The Trump campaign said on Saturday that Pence will be making appearances in key states after the debate, starting in Arizona on Thursday. Pence, who is tested daily, and his wife Karen both tested negative for the virus on Friday and Saturday. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Three Republican senators who sit on the Judiciary Committee are now in quarantine, but NPR's Susan Davis reports they plan to return to Washington in time for Amy Comey Barrett's confirmation hearings to the Supreme Court.
Republican Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina have tested positive for coronavirus, while Nebraska's Ben Sasse is staying home as a precaution because he attended the Rose Garden ceremony at the White House at the center of this outbreak. Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says he will continue as planned with hearings starting October 12th and that senators can participate remotely if necessary. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to delay the full Senate's return to Washington until October 19th. The full Senate would take it up the week after, but remote voting is not allowed there, so McConnell will need a majority present and voting in favor of Barrett's nomination. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Another death is being linked to a faulty Takata airbag inflator. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports.
A joint investigation with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found that the August 20th crash in Mesa, Arizona, was the result of a faulty Takata airbag inflator, Honda said in a statement. The car involved was a 2002 Honda Civic, one of the vehicles currently under recall because of the defect. 17 deaths and at least 250 injuries in the U.S. have been tied to the Takata airbag inflator, which can sometimes malfunction and send pieces of metal flying. The part has led to one of the largest recalls in history, with 63 million airbags and tens of millions of vehicles affected. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
This is NPR. In the South Pacific, the archipelago of New Caledonia has voted to remain a part of France in a referendum on independence today. The island's indigenous people have been pushing for independence. France considers the territory an important foothold in the Pacific, where China is expanding its influence. In Israel, protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have expanded across the country after the Israeli government passed a law last week limiting large protests. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu claimed the mass protests against him in recent months were a health hazard. A new coronavirus law restricts protesters to groups of 20 up to 1,000 yards from their homes. But this didn't reduce protests. It just made more of them. Saturday night, thousands held small protests at more than 100 spots, according to organizers. They called on Netanyahu to resign because he's on trial for corruption and because of his failure to rein in a new virus outbreak. Several demonstrators were attacked by onlookers. Israel's tourism minister has resigned, protesting the new limits on demonstrating and accusing Netanyahu of focusing more on his trial than on the pandemic. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Saudi Arabia is starting to lift pandemic restrictions at Islam's holiest site in Mecca after a seven-month lockdown. A small number of people were allowed to circle the Grand Mosque today. Only Saudi citizens and residents are currently being allowed in. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.